The heat under the wagon was stifling. The tall grass prevented the breeze from reaching them. Bits of dried stalk, ground to a powdery dust under the feet of the restive oxen, coated her skin. Drops of perspiration washed furrows as they raced down her face or burned into her grazed knuckles. Naomi wiped the sweat from her eyes, her unwavering gaze on the circling Indians. "How much ammunition do we have left?" she asked Ethan. "We've used a lot already. Don't shoot unless you have to." One of the Indians suddenly spurred his pony in the direction of the wagon, zigzagging as he came. Black hair flying behind him like the mane of a wild stallion, and his face distorted by rage, he looked like a monster out of a nightmare. Naomi struggled to hold her fear at bay at the sound of his maniacal screams. She fired and missed. The Indian loosed an arrow that buried itself in the flesh of one of their oxen. As the animal bellowed in pain, the Indian turned and galloped off. Furious at the attack on the team he cared for with such pride, Ethan crawled from under the wagon. Standing, he took careful aim and fired at the retreating Indian's broad, muscled back. When the smoke cleared, the pony was riderless. The wounded ox bellowed and lunged against the traces. Worried the brake would come loose and they'd be crushed under the wagon's iron-rimmed wheels, Naomi thrust an axe handle through the spokes to lock the wheels. The arrow had sunk halfway up the shaft, just behind the ox's left shoulder. Naomi was certain it had entered his heart. One leg folded beneath the animal's weight. The ox fell to the ground and rolled on his side. He lifted his head to deliver a final bellow of protest, but the sound that came out was a death rattle from deep in his throat. "The bastards!" Ethan's voice was thick with emotion. "The heartless, stinking bastards!" When he started forward, Naomi yelled, "Stay back!" and pulled on the straps of his overalls. "You can't do anything now!" She wondered if the Indians intended to kill their oxen so the settlers would be stranded and die of thirst. It had been 2 days since they crossed the Arkansas River.